From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama is pressing Congress to approve a compromise on financial overhaul legislation next week. As NPR's Barbara Klein reports, Republicans are pushing back.
In his weekly address, President Obama says the country's on the cusp of enacting the toughest financial regulations since the Great Depression, and he wants lawmakers to go a step further.
We need to impose a fee on the banks that were the biggest beneficiaries of taxpayer assistance at the height of our financial crisis.
The president wants a $90 billion 10-year tax on big banks to recoup taxpayers' bailout money. But in the GOP's Saturday address, Congressman Paul Ryan says Mr. Obama should create more jobs, not more debt.
Instead of growing government, we need to restart the engine of economic growth.
President Obama says the financial overhaul compromise will benefit consumers and help deflect the next economic crisis. Barbara Klein, NPR News, Washington.
The president is among the leaders meeting in Toronto to discuss foreign policy and the global economy. They differ on how to shore up the recovery that has the U.S. and Europe lagging behind Asia. G8 leaders spent time today discussing security challenges from Iran and North Korea. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season may not cause problems with the Gulf of Mexico oil cleanup as feared. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Alex is currently on track to go south of the Gulf, but they're not making any promises. Efforts to contain and clean up the spill have been going on for more than 2 months. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is again condemning corruption, war profiteering, and narco-trafficking. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports U.S. and NATO officials have been pressing the Afghan leader to take such a stand.
Karzai told a gathering of Afghan leaders that he's cracking down on the corruption that has pervaded his administration. He said he's called on government anti-corruption officials to review the incomes of all government officials and their families to look for illegal sources of wealth. That wealth is on display in Kabul, the Afghan capital, where many officials and others connected with the government have built huge and garish mansions. Karzai has spoken out against corruption in the past, but Western officials say he's done little to follow up. Karzai said the review would also apply to his half-brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, who's known as one of the most powerful men in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan and has been frequently accused of corruption, a charge he denies. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Lashkargah, southern Afghanistan.
June is the deadliest month of the 9-year-long Afghan war for U.S. and NATO troops. An American and two other members of NATO-led forces were killed in roadside bombings today. Uruguay has beaten South Korea, and the U.S. takes on Ghana at the World Cup in South Africa today. This is NPR. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is in a Washington hospital, but there's no word on whether it's related to his long history of heart problems. Cheney's doctors were concerned after he complained of discomfort. The teenage sailor whose round-the-world voyage fell short is back on dry land. Abby Sunderland had to be rescued by Australian authorities from the Indian Ocean. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, her brother Zach was there to meet her.
It's been 2 weeks since a French fishing vessel plucked Abby Sunderland from her disabled boat in the middle of the Indian Ocean. In a somewhat ironic twist to her long journey, Sunderland was reunited with her brother on the French territory of Reunion Island off the coast of East Africa. Abby Sunderland was midway through her attempt to become the youngest person to sail solo around the world when rough seas in the southern Indian Ocean snapped her mast and forced her to send out a distress call. Australian maritime authorities coordinated a 2-day rescue operation. Abby Sunderland says she's not giving up on her quest.
Really disappointed that things didn't go as planned, but I was on an adventure, and you can only plan so far in an adventure.
Sunderland is due to head back to Los Angeles on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Sarah Palin is lashing back at those questioning how much it cost a cash-strapped California college for the former GOP vice presidential candidate's appearance last night. Palin said students of Cal State Stanislaus had better things to do than dive through dumpsters in order to silence someone. Material found by students indicating first-class airfare and deluxe hotel accommodations have prompted a state investigation into the finances of the university's foundation. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.